and welcome to Inside Your County Government, a podcast that brings you an inside look at the people and events in and around county government that shape our Charles County. I'm your host, Brent Huber. In this episode, we're continuing our collaboration with the College of Southern Maryland and looking inside the Nonprofit Institute and how it aids nonprofit organizations within our community. Joining me today are Kara Fogarty from CSN's Nonprofit Institute, Lindy Walbauer, Marketing Communications Coordinator with ARC of Southern Maryland, and Patty Stein, Executive Director of Pure Play Every Day. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
So let's start with you, Kara. Tell us a little bit about the Nonprofit Institute and kind of what it does for the community and other nonprofits.
Sure. So the Nonprofit Institute at the College of Southern Maryland pretty much serves as Southern Maryland's premier source of nonprofit professional development and capacity building for a diverse array of nonprofits serving the entire region. The Institute is part of the Division of Continuing Education and Workforce Development at the college. We're small, but we're mighty. We have a small staff part-time, but we do a lot. We offer all kinds of programs and services designed to meet any size nonprofit's interests and needs. Things including affinity group meetings for different subject areas like volunteer coordination, fundraising, public relations, and marketing. We do different types of training classes that are offered through the continuing ed division at the college. We hold an annual conference that's pretty popular. We draw about 150 people every year. We'll be having our 12th conference next year. We have a monthly newsletter that is resource rich. We also serve as consultants, offering operational advice and insight. And then when something is larger than any one of us, we will connect nonprofits to specialists such as grant writers, attorneys, accountants, and that sort of thing. And then we did all this remotely over the past year during the pandemic. And what happened was at the beginning of the pandemic, you know, everything shut down, right? And we saw an immediate need for sort of a central repository of nonprofit-specific information and resources. So we launched a webpage, and we launched weekly community calls in partnership with the United Way of Charles County and the United Way of St. Mary's County, where nonprofits came together and we all came together and shared information and shared resources. And one of the great things out of that was a lot of collaboration among a lot of nonprofits, a lot of new partnerships.
So really what the Nonprofit Institute does is it's there as a resource. You don't actively fundraise for a nonprofit, correct?
No, we don't do any fundraising for nonprofits. We're part of the college, so we're not actually not a nonprofit ourselves. But we don't do any fundraising for nonprofits, and it's hard to sort of promote everybody's events because there's so many. So what we do is we serve as a resource, and you know, I like to say with the great connectors and the great conveners, bringing together nonprofits and helping folks too who inquire about starting a nonprofit. That's another thing that we do. We talk to people who are interested in that.
Oh, and that must be a huge and valuable resource just in and of itself.
Yes, it is. And, you know, so we can provide basic information and even higher level information, but then we usually connect people to other resources. So we don't guide them step by step of starting a nonprofit. You know, it's more like we provide the information, the resources, and send them on their way, but we're always there for questions and, you know, help.
Now, Lindy, tell us a little bit about what the ARC of Southern Maryland is, and tell us how the Nonprofit Institute is kind of assisted you in your mission.
Okay, sure. So the ARC Southern Maryland is the leading provider of people with disabilities in Southern Maryland, and we provide an array of services to adults and children in the Southern Maryland area, including residential services, day program services, employment services. And we have been an active part of the Nonprofit Institute for several years. And what I can say is I have been active in them for the last almost 2 years. And I know that we probably would not be surviving and thriving like we did through this pandemic without the resources that they have. At the very beginning of COVID, Kara said, let's move this, the affinity groups, to weekly. And we all hung on. It was our lifeline. That's how we got through the first several months of the pandemic. She mentioned those affinity groups. And I tell everybody that I meet, whether they're new to the nonprofit world or whether they're seasoned, that these groups are something that you really need to get on. The resources there for all of Southern Maryland truly are needed links. The collaboration that's come out of it is just what has kept us thriving. And I do like to refer and say that it was kind of the backbone of success for many of the nonprofits in our area. It was part of our success plan. And as we come out of COVID, I think any nonprofit that you talk to that's been a part of this is going to tell you the same thing when they look back and reflect, how did we get through something a year ago, 18 months ago, we really didn't think we would. And here we are, and we're starting to thrive, and we're starting to realize that, you know, what, looking at what worked, and this worked.
Wow, wow. Now, Patty, you are with Pure Play Every Day. Tell us a little bit about what you do and how you're connected with the Nonprofit Institute.
Pure Play Every Day is a young upstart entrepreneurial nonprofit, and we are empowering the facilitation of pure play for every child. We provide a very unique service. A lot of the nonprofits in Charles County provide for housing. They provide for food. They provide clothing for those that are in need in our community. What Pure Play Every Day does is we try to bring nourishment to the soul, because play is the way that we find joy in our lives and we reconnect with other humans. And so that's what we're on a mission to do, is to help humans reconnect through play, children and adults alike. And the Nonprofit Institute has been instrumental in our growth as a nonprofit, because when we started, we literally did not know what we were doing. And the Nonprofit Institute provided resources and guidance, and truly those affinity groups that they provide provided the networking connections that have made it possible for us to have so many partners throughout the Southern Maryland community.
I imagine an organization that wants to promote interaction and play with humans, that was very difficult for you during the pandemic, wasn't it?
It was. We had to find a way to make it possible for people not to come out to events that where we might be, but rather to send the play home. We literally had to turn our program upside down. And instead of bringing people or being where people were, we had to send things home. And that was facilitated through our partnership with the Nonprofit Institute, in that we participated in a number of different events that they were part of, or that we knew about because of our partnership in the affinity groups. And so we were involved in a number of different community resource days where we were able to give out play kits that children could take home so they could have access to play every day. And we also connected with a number of different organizations and started doing virtual play groups, which they were quite interesting to learn how to do. I had always done play live and in person, but we had to figure out how to do it through a computer screen. So,
wow. All right. So I'm going to throw this out there for anybody to jump in. Tell me more about these affinity groups and exactly what it is and what comes from it.
Okay. So we have affinity groups for fundraising, volunteers, and PR marketing communications. And typically two of them met quarterly and one of them met weekly. And that was by request of the people who participated. And, you know, we would get together pre-pandemic days. We would have a meeting and sort of the theme was what's said in the room stays in the room, and people should feel comfortable to, you know, say, hey, I'm having an issue. I have this problem. And everybody would sort of chime in and help out. And the thinking was, we are stronger together than we are as individual silos. And it worked and it was good. But then with the pandemic and no one being able to get together and no events and nothing happening, they became even more important, like a lifeline for connection and sharing of ideas. And, you know, what do we do? There's no outreach opportunities. How do I let people know my organization exists? You know, all that kind of thing. And so we launched them weekly, and we went weekly for quite some time. And then, and we added a large community call to it as well. The first one we did at the end of March, we had over 100 people join. We tapped out at 100 and we were wow. quite surprised, but it showed that, you know, everybody, I mean, you recall a year ago, everyone was like, what on earth do we do? Mm-hmm. So the affinity groups really serve a focused niche. So anybody can join who's involved with a nonprofit. So if you're, you know, a fundraiser or you write grants or you're just getting started, they can come to that meeting and get lots of input from everybody else. And also, you know, there's so much information out there. We can't fit everything in our newsletter. And I mean, I could spend a week updating the website every day. So in those affinity group meetings, we're able to share a lot more info and resources. And the more you know, the more you know.
I know. I was involved with some nonprofits and just going through the information about how to write a grant was mind-boggling. And I just, you know, this was years ago. I don't even think the Nonprofit Institute existed back then, because you've only been in existence for what, about 10, 11 years?
Mm-hmm. We just had our 11th conference this year, so.
Yeah, so there was not much to turn to, and I wish this had existed way back then. It would have made the stress on me a lot less. But well, I think we're seeing. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, well, you know, it is a resource, you know, through the College of Southern Maryland, which is a community college, and so community means a lot of things. It means students, it means employees, it means the community, and nonprofits are, you know, a part of the community, a huge, actually an economic engine too in the community. Mm-hmm. And so for the college to have this and support this is a wonderful thing for the community. It's another way the college reaches and meets the needs of the local community.
And I think that I remember something that really stuck out to me is I believe it was the Nonprofit Institute conference. Carrie even had people reaching out from out of state saying, we don't have this in our area. I mean, this is phenomenal. We all need something like this. And it really, that hit home, you know, that here in Southern Maryland, we've got something that other places, even metropolitan areas, don't have something that is helping with the connection and to get through something. I think the bond is probably much deeper for us as nonprofits now because of what we went through together and having those groups where we met every single week and watched each other struggle and, you know, and the concern and, but giving each other ideas. You know, another great example, including like Patty, is we had to face, you know, working with adults with disabilities in a virtual platform, having a day program virtually, and how are we going to entertain every day? And then Patty comes on the call and, you know, well, we're doing virtual, you know, play groups, and play groups are for everybody. And then, you know, you're emailing afterwards and that connection stays. Now I will forever think of her when we need, you know, someone needs a guest for some kind of virtual group. And so it, again, it goes back to that, you know, economic engine. We're helping to fuel each other and keep it in our community, but seeing how we can rely on each other.
The whole tear down the silos, we know more together than we do alone. It seems to be a common theme that keeps popping up over the last few years within some of these podcasts, from everything from climate change to workforce development to this. It's amazing how progressive the thinking is in our region and some of the amazing things that people are doing. And Patty, I want to ask you this. If there's one thing that the Nonprofit Institute did for Pure Play Every Day, what would you consider that to be?
Networking. Providing an opportunity for networking with other nonprofits throughout Southern Maryland was the key. Even in pre-pandemic days, when I would go to one of the affinity group meetings, I never walked out of those meetings without some new nugget of information or some new connection that I didn't have before. And in pre-pandemic days, there were times where it was just me and Kara in the room for a certain affinity group meeting. And still, I would walk out of that room with some problem solved or some other resource that I could take away. It truly has been the networking that has been key that the Nonprofit Institute has provided.
Definitely. I mean, I can see that. And I'm going to throw this out to the group. Do you think COVID and the pandemic made things, I wouldn't necessarily say easier, but brought more attention to maybe the needs of the nonprofits?
Yeah, I was going to say that Charles County government asked Charles County's Economic Development Department to put together a task force last May, I think it was. And it was the Charles County COVID-19 Recovery Task Force. And it was made up of folks from economic development, county government, emergency services, the health department, a couple of small businesses. And they asked me to join to be the voice of nonprofits in Charles County, which I was quite honored to be asked and serve as that role. I mean, that's a huge lift. But what happened, we met weekly from May through October, November, somewhere in there. And it truly did serve as the voice of nonprofits because, you know, sometimes a lot of people just say, oh, nonprofits, they're busy raising money and they're helping the world. But really, they are a lot of times small businesses and they have a lot of the same concerns and needs and issues. And so I was able to bring the concerns of the nonprofits to this recovery task force and be heard and be listened to and actually had some action taken on behalf of the nonprofit community within Charles County that was really instrumental in moving things along. And so that was quite a good experience. And, you know, yeah, sure, I got to sit on it, but for me, it was all about making sure the nonprofit's voice was heard.
Oh, absolutely. And it provided a connection to the profit side. I mean, at the core level, you have to run a nonprofit, you know, not that much different than you run a for-profit. So there is connection there. So this kind of is wheels within wheels that keep it expanding outward and all these intricate connections. I mean, this is a valuable resource for our entire community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The nonprofit, one of the first lessons I learned as an entrepreneurial nonprofit is a nonprofit business is still a business, and you have to run it like a business.
Lindy?
I definitely agree. One of the things I was going to say is, you know, as I'm sitting here and I could have a list of things that, you know, have come out of this that are helpful. But I think another thing, as far as it goes back to the profit nonprofit and how it's helped our community, is just the financial feasibility. There are a lot of people out there where they might want to reinvent the wheel, but also through these affinity groups, I'm coming and saying, we're really realizing transportation is a problem. Who's doing something with transportation? Who can help there? And someone chimes in, you know, before I go start recreating this transportation program or recreating, you know, an at-home meal service, we're then able to see what's already there. So we're not all applying for the same grant for the same program and have 10 of them. We're able to see what's already out there and kind of tap into each other's resources. And that's been a big thing, where we might just have a meeting where we're just all sharing resources and we leave with those resources a stronger community. And we haven't, you know, financially taxed all of the things that are out there because it's already there and now we're seeing it. And that's definitely something that was kind of a silver lining through COVID. You know, the groups have really grown because virtual works so much more. As a nonprofit, you're busy. You have limited staff and you don't have a way to run everywhere. So there's been a lot of silver linings from COVID if you take anything positive out of the Nonprofit Institute in many ways.
Oh, absolutely. And this, what we're doing right now, this is a virtual podcast that we're recording. None of us are in the same room. And the amount of time that this saves for each one of us is extraordinary, because the three of you did not have to drive all the way to Charles County to the government building to sit in our studio right now, and we still get a quality product. So, oh, virtual is definitely real.
Well, I would add to that, I think because of the virtual, and excuse me, let me start over. In addition to the need, or, you know, nonprofits wanting to sort of tap into the resources and each other, being virtual has allowed so many more nonprofits to participate in our classes and in our meetings, and even our annual conference was all virtual. And because people don't have to drive 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 35 minutes, or an hour, it's very easy to pop into a meeting and continue your day. So we have seen, I can't even measure the numbers. It's just too much to track. We have seen a tremendous increase in our, the use of our resources and our meetings and our classes and that sort of thing.
Wow. From a pandemic comes this extraordinary thing. And it is a very, very, very important piece of the entire community that we have here, not just in Charles, but in all of Southern Maryland. Because, I mean, that's the extent of it. Essentially, just to kind of boil this down and bring it back to where we started, Kara, the Nonprofit Institute is this magnificent resource that provides networking, and it does training opportunities, and it's this tremendous resource for nonprofits all through Southern Maryland.
We're part of the College of Southern Maryland, and you know, it's all about the networking, the connection, the training, the education, the resources, and then there is that whole workforce development and economic development angle too that our existence and the work we do contributes to. And you know, the college community, being a community college, nonprofits is, they're a part, that sector is a part of the community, and it's a huge part of the community in terms of economic contributions. People work at nonprofits, they pay taxes, they spend their money in the community, so it's a huge economic driver within the community. And so we do charge for our training classes. We lifted all that for the past year. But, you know, the fees are really low, being mindful of people's costs and expenses. But, you know, anybody, any nonprofit or anybody looking to start a nonprofit can call us or email us and we'll help them out. You know, we may not hold hands every step of the process, but we can connect them with the right information and the other resources that are out there. And the other thing I just wanted to say that, you know, we're really excited. We're kind of emerging out of this pandemic. We're busier than ever, and we have more participation than ever. And we're looking at some new initiatives that involve both the nonprofit community, the college, obviously, students. We're looking at getting a national certification for myself and my coworkers. We're looking at some new and reconfigured training opportunities, a resurgence of a pro bono program. And a lot of other things. Our issue is there's so much we want to do, and there's just not enough time in the day.
Absolutely. So, Kara, I'm going to put information into the show notes, the web link and telephone number for anybody that's listening that would like more information. And thank you all for being here.
And thank you, Brent.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Brent.
Yeah, and thank you, Brent. This is a wonderful opportunity to share the good news about the Nonprofit Institute at the College of Southern Maryland.
Absolutely. And thank you all for listening.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. Remember, you can find more great podcasts online at charlescountymd.gov/podcast. Like this episode, then head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. We can be found under Charles County Government.